Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today, and this is another one of those special programs where we get to spend time with Dr. Daniel Amen and Dr. Sherry Keffer, all at the same place, same time. So welcome, Dr. Amen, and welcome, Dr. Keffer. Glad you guys are with us here today.
It's great to be here, and it's great to be here with you, Steve. You know, I love being with you guys. Sometimes when you're talking, Dr. Amen, I forget that I'm on the show with you because I'm just like enraptured in what you're saying. And so I have to pinch myself sometimes because it's good stuff that you have to share with us.
Well, I am so honored to be with you guys again.
Well, you know, in the introduction, Terry McIntosh talks about the founding of New Life was based on transformation. We wanted to see lives transformed. And when we started the organization, we had 32 different psychiatric treatment programs around the country, and we helped so many people go from thinking psychology was evil or psychiatry was evil to getting the help that they needed. And I just wish during all of that time that we had met you, that we had known about the things we know now about the brain, because some of the people that we did the very best we could with, you know, they had a physiological problem. And nobody in any of those facilities ever said, hey, why don't we take a look at what's going on in their brain before we decide, you know, what else to do. And so I really value what you're doing, Dr. Amen. And tell us some of the things that maybe just recently, maybe a thing or two, that you've come to understand in a new way, a richer way, or you're excited about, or you're encouraging people to get involved with in either restoring the brain or preventing it from needing restoration.
Well, you know, I just finished a new book, and I'm grateful for your quote on the book is called The End of Mental Illness. Mm. And I'm so excited about this, even though I know I'm going to get a lot of grief for the title. But the end of mental illness begins with a revolution in brain health. That if we can see these as brain disorders rather than it's your mind that you can control, people will get the help they need. And then when we send them to treatment programs, the treatment programs won't feed them terrible food. I mean, it's just amazing. And I'm a huge fan of 12-step programs, but I just, my sister-in-law, who's a story all in herself, just got her one-year chip. And so I went to support her. And I just watched the food that they had there, along with the caffeine and sugar and fake creamer. And I'm like, we're not there yet. We need to support their brains and their minds, but too often treatment programs poison people with the bad food, and we just have to be thinking in a different way. So the end of mental illness, and there's another part of that where I have this writing device, if I was an evil ruler, how would I create mental illness in America? Because if we know how they're created, we can prevent them. And there's 62 evil ruler strategies.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
Well, you know what? You are making a difference because, you know, I've filled in for Rick Warren at Saddleback for years. And last time I was out there, a couple of months ago, preaching for him, they don't have all the donuts and all the sugar backstage anymore. It's, you know, they've got like quiche and things like that.
Broccoli sticks and
yeah, it was a fight. It was a fight, but it's the fight worth having.
Well, I'll tell you, when you started working with me, I really got this message that sugar is not my friend, and I'll tell you, It really is not, and I encourage everybody to learn what you can. A great place to start, Memory Rescue, a gift of $10 or more. I'll send it to you. Our way of saying thanks. We'll go to Brenda right after this message.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today. And let's talk right now with Brenda. She's calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. WBYN is the great station there. Hi there. Thanks for holding on. And how can we help today?
Hello. My name is Brenda. And I have a 2.5-year-old granddaughter. My daughter had taken methadone when she was pregnant with her, and my granddaughter, since birth, has headbanged. And she headbangs so fast and so hard that I'm afraid she's going to do something to the brain.
Is she under anybody's care?
Some kind of therapy? No, the doctors don't seem to be concerned about it at this point.
Wow.
Yeah, so I would be concerned about it. And if there's not behavioral interventions that can help stop it, I'd put a helmet on her. Because it's so important. Your brain is soft, about the consistency of soft butter, tofu, custard, somewhere between egg whites and jello. And your skull is really hard. And if you actually look inside a skull, you can see it has sharp bony ridges. And I have treated a number of headbangers over the years. And when I scan them, their frontal lobes are just flatter. They shouldn't be flat. They should be nice and rounded at the front because the repetitive trauma. So it's almost like she's playing football repeatedly with that. Sometimes a little bit of magnesium can help to just sort of calm down the anxiety. Sometimes GABA can help. I have an online tool called brainhealthassessment.com. It sort of leads people to which of the 16 brain types do you have and what supplements might be helpful. For then, 2.5, she absolutely can start on fish oil. You want to believe that her brain, opiates are not good for a developing brain. And, you know, she's had some toxic exposure. So how do you put her brain in a healing environment? And getting her diet right, you know, one of the worst things for children is Happy Meals and children's meals. They're just loaded with the wrong sort of nutrients for developing brains. And so I would get my book, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, and work hard to put her brain in a healing environment, because what you do now will have an impact for her the rest of her life.
Go ahead. Well, let me just ask this real quick. Dr. Amon, how can a doctor, or why would a doctor say it's not that big a problem, the head banging?
Because they don't know what to do about it, and they've not seen 160,000 scans like I've seen to know this can cause long-term damage. I mean, even people get concussions. They go to the emergency room, and the emergency room doctor basically says, go home and rest. And they don't talk one thing about, you got to get your diet right, you need to look for the Irlen syndrome, you need to do, you know, all the things that we talk about putting the brain in a healing environment. And I think it's because we don't see the brain. We don't look at how it works. And so because we don't look at it, we don't care about it. And it's just a mistake.
Yeah. Sherry, I'm sorry to interrupt you there.
No, that's fine. Yes, so Brenda, what's her home look like? I mean, who's there for her, this little 2.5-year-old?
Presently, it's myself, my daughter, and her older brother that is 5.
So, thank you for being there and making this call.
Two single parents.
Right, right.
Working together.
Yeah. Well, you know what's crazy is I had the opportunity to work 6 years with kiddos in the foster care system, and many of them would bang their heads. And often what it is, I know y'all are looking at it maybe as a consequence to the methadone, but I really also want you to look at the behavioral component, because head banging can be a way that a child, even her age, is trying to release tension, frustration, anxiety. It's a way they're trying to get it out and calm themselves, but it's not an effective way for care. So for her, even at 2.5, I would have you guys look for the best child psychologist, child counselor in your area that can begin to work with her and you all on some steps to help her find more comfort, instead of trying to soothe herself in a really hurtful way. Don't wait to get the intervention. Get it today, and we can help you find someone in your area.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. And
I'm glad
I would reward her when she doesn't bang her head. I mean, I'd be teaching her about her brain and how special it is and how to love her brain. And, you know, I'd be thinking about how can you reinforce the positive no head banging and what might be some simple non-toxic consequences.
Sometimes they do it before they go to bed. They're trying to get to sleep. And so reading her stories before she goes to bed, having that time where you cuddle with her.
I actually have a great book called Time for Bed, Sleepyhead,
which
is a hypnotic game parents can play with their children. It's a game I used to play with my daughter, and it's wonderful. So that would be a good book
I'm writing that one down to get
and read to her at night.
Yeah, wonder how that'll go with me and my wife playing that. That'd be great. I would love that to help me.
Time for bed, sleepyhead.
Yeah, okay. I like that. All right, 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help, or you can help us. We'd love to be there. And so how about we talk here to Sue. Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, online is where she listens at newlife.com. Sue, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Yep. Always love having Dr. Amon on, and I'm glad you're here. What's your question for him?
Well, I deal with OCD. I'm afraid I'm going to say something bad. It's usually like sexual things or something that I don't want to say. I'll be in, you know, feel bad about it. And I've been going to a psychiatrist for about maybe 15 years, and I take medicine for it. And I'd like to, I asked my doctor if I could take, like, vitamins and stuff, and she said no, just like the fish oil would be good. But I was wondering what Dr. Amon thinks about that.
So what medication do you take, if you feel comfortable to share?
Lexapro, Risperidone, and Fluvoxamine.
Okay, So those are not the anxiety meds I worry about so much. I mean, I worry about Klonopin and Ativan and Xanax because the benzos over time do hurt the brain. I mean, not for everybody, but they can. You know, when I first started doing imaging in 1991, I was using a fair amount of Xanax because I was taught to, and their brains looked terrible. And so I'm like, okay, what are the natural things? And most psychiatrists get no training in natural ways to heal the brain. I'm a huge fan of saffron. Saffron has more than 20 studies showing it helps with depression, it helps with PMS, it boosts your sex life, and it helps your memory. And so I'm a huge fan of saffron. Magnesium is really a wonderful supplement for anxiety. And 80% of the population is deficient in magnesium. And so, you know, I might start with 250 milligrams. And I like magnesium glycinate, G-L-Y, glycinate. That can be really helpful. GABA, you know, I have a supplement company that I actually own called BrainMD, and we make all sorts of things. And the reason I created BrainMD was because so many of the meds, I'm like, I wanted an alternative to them. And I'm a fan of meds when they're prescribed properly. And it sounds like your meds are in the right category, but so many of my patients go, well, what's the alternative? And it's my job to prescribe that.
So should she talk to her provider and say, what about this? You know, what do you think about this supplement, and get some clearance there? Isn't that kind of the best?
It is, unless, because, you know, we always say that, you know, of course, talk to your doctor. But if your doctor doesn't have any experience or education in it, it just is frustrating. So often finding a naturopath in your area, because naturopaths do get training in natural supplements along with medication, that might be something that would be more fruitful.
Okay. Also, I just want to throw this in, because we have people call a lot who they get to feeling better on a medicine, and then they want to get off of the medicine that helps them feel better. So you want to be sure that you don't, you know, destroy or sabotage the treatment that works while you're looking at the option. Sherry, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask one more question. So you were really vulnerable to share your medication with Dr. Amen, and I was wondering if I could ask a vulnerable question as well. And if you're not okay answering it, that's fine. But I just was wondering if you have any knowledge of anything that happened to you sexually when you were little, when you were growing up.
Yes, I was molested by my great uncle.
Okay. And so, you know what is so amazing? First off, I'm so sorry that happened to you, that you have experienced the impact of sexual molestation. And you know, the brain has a really amazing way of trying to help us heal. And so sometimes when I'm working with folks that have OCD and they have sexualized thoughts, doing the trauma work around that can sometimes begin to relieve that brain from this message it's trying to bring to you over and over again. And if that's something you could do through something called EMDR, which stands for eye movement desensitization reprocessing, with somebody who really knows what they're doing. Or I've even had folks go into inpatient. There's a place in Houston called the Houston OCD program, which I love. And they've been able to stay there for 30 or 60 days and do some deeper work to help their brain quiet down as well. And so it's actually going in and moving towards the hurt instead of moving away from it to get the healing.
Okay. So here's an example of life makes sense, that these things that are coming up within you, well, they're not just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, she kind of went for it there, and sure enough, you know, once again, she's found something. So I hope that all of this is helpful to you, And what book do we want to send her that might give her some additional help there, Dr. Amen?
Jerry, Feel Better Fast.
Yeah, because it's got your whole trauma chapter on there, so that'd be perfect for her.
And I talk about EMDR.
Wow, awesome.
And let's send Intimate Deception, too. That's got to help, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, if she's had other abuse, sexual betrayal and all of that, but we love you a lot and we want you to heal. And the cool thing is we don't have to stay in the situation we're in today. We can heal.
Yeah. All right. So glad that you called us, and you hold on. We'll get those to you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. Also, gift of any amount, Memory Rescue, our gift to you. We love having Dr. Amen on, and there are so many things that we can do to make life better. You know, we are powerless. It's a big, strong thing when we say we're powerless over something, but that doesn't mean we're helpless. Powerlessness is saying me, in and of myself, alone, by myself, can't do this. I need help. I need to reach for somebody else. And that takes us from the helpless place to a place where we have options. We can get better. That's what God wants for us. If you need some help finding that path, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be right back.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life when I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
Everybody wants to be happy, but the problem is so many of us are stuck in the struggles of life and weighed down by our past hurts and mistakes. If you want to learn how to become a happier you, join us for this year's Life Recovery Conference.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here, and a lot of times I hear people say, you know, recovery just isn't for me, I'm not an addict. Well, actually, recovery is for everyone. If you're struggling in any area, you don't have to be an addict to do better when you surrender and take the steps to a happier life.
12 Steps to Happier with speakers Steve Arterburn, Dr. Dave Stoop, Chris Williams, Becky Brown, Jack West, and Amanda Anderson on Saturday, October 5th at Mariners Church in Irvine.
Come join me and our team of speakers for a day filled with wisdom and practical help.
12 Steps to Happier, October 5th at Mariners Church in Irvine. To register, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or visit liferecoverygroups.com. That's 1-800-639-5433 or liferecoverygroups.com.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. It's always great to have Dr. Daniel Amen on, Dr. Sherry Keffer, and always great when old Larry Sonnenberg comes in that studio with something new and special to talk about. Today you have something, Larry. Let's do it.
In addition to just saying to folks we need your support, we're going to do something a little different. We are going to hold an online auction. And this auction the items that will be on the auction have all been donated to New Life. From friends, from co-hosts, from board members, from staff, New Life had been donated some items that we've had that we haven't quite known how to get rid of, and this is the way to do it. We can auction it off.
like a garage sale, or that kind of cool thing?
No, there's both. There's some really cool things. We've got one of the things that was donated to us was a camera with a bunch of lenses. It's a Canon 5D camera. We're going to sell the camera or auction the camera and all the lenses individually because we think it'll be more value, and there are people that might want a lens that wouldn't want the camera. So anyway, but we've got probably 40 things on our list. And Steve, I mean, we have, well, Dr. Amen donated, Amen Clinics has donated a brain SPECT scan.
Well,
that's pretty cool.
That's
yeah.
a huge
with a review
ticket
by
item.
With one of his Amen psychiatrists in Costa Mesa, L.A., right?
You bet.
Yeah.
That's a big value item. Thank you for doing that.
So we really have water. Cool. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, you've got a sculpture, too, of the Apostle Paul, right?
Yeah, a bust of the Apostle Paul, and then a sculpture of John the Baptist. And one of our board members
great
is
stuff.
A sculpture.
Oh, nice.
Great, great stuff.
Yeah.
And it's all donated, and it's all going to be to help us support folks that need the help that they can't afford to get. So thank you, Dr. Amen, for your piece of that. That's awesome. We love that. And, so
be on the lookout.
What do they need to do?
Okay. Well, we'll announce it by email. We'll put it on our website. We'll talk about it on radio for a week. And it'll be good. I mean, we've got so much stuff, water ski mm-hmm. lessons, coaching sessions. We got a little bit of jewelry. We got places to stay for a few nights. It's just really cool stuff. So stay tuned, be ready, and participate in it with us, please.
All right, and just a reminder, everybody, we need sign-ups for Club New Life. If you've never supported us at $30 a month, great, great way, with a little bit a month, to provide a lot of impact on people's lives. So thank you for those, and if you're interested, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, I wanted to thank you, Larry. George, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, WFIL is who I want to talk to. Hey, George, how are you?
Very good. Thank you.
What's going on?
I appreciate your show. I'm a big fan of Dr. Amen, too. I see him on PBS all the time.
Nice.
Thank you.
How could we help today?
I had a question if he has seen and treated people with chemical sensitivity, which I suffer with pretty bad.
So
what were
we
you
have. Tell us about it.
Yeah, what were you, I was going to ask what you were exposed to.
What happened was I was working at a store, had a leaky roof all the time. And I found out later, after I got sick, they had a mold problem. And after being there 2 years, I became quite ill. And I developed extreme sensitivity to all kinds of chemicals, perfumes, cleaning, fragrances, gasoline. Anything like that. And I just wondering if you've seen that, and I'm sure it affected my brain, and what I might do about it.
Wow. So, you know, again, I'm a psychiatrist, so why do I care about mold? Because it just causes so many problems.
I've seen it.
That I would look at the scans, and I'm like, are you a drug addict? And because, you know, it shows overall low blood flow to the brain like we see with drug addicts. And they said, no, I promise, I wasn't using drugs. And so as I began to hunt up, well, why does your brain look toxic? Mold is just a common offender over and over again. So if you have depression or brain fog and you don't know why, you should go. Has there been a flood in your life, or have you worked in a mold-affected place? There's a movie online you can watch called Moldy, M-O-L-D-Y, and it's so good. It was produced by my friend Dave Asprey, who came to get a SPECT scan 13 years ago, and his brain just looked awful. And we scanned him again last year, and it's so much better. So you want to, one, decrease the exposure, most important thing. Decrease the exposure. Sounds like you did that. Then you want to support the four organs of detoxification. Kidneys, drink more water. Gut, eat more fiber. Liver, no drinking. And eat brassicas. Brassicas are detoxifying vegetables. Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccoli, kale, cabbage. And sweat. The more you can sweat, the better. So exercise is good if you can do it. But saunas, and there's a whole research base on this. It's actually been found to be a treatment for depression, decreases your risk of Alzheimer's disease. So I would think of a sauna 4 or 5 times a week.
Okay. Thanks so much.
I'll send you Memory Rescue. I went to Dr. Amen. He looked at some things. He said, have you been exposed to mold? I had been. Didn't know that was a big problem. I went through a whole detoxification to get the mold out of my system. It was the bad kind. It wasn't pretty. And those of you who've noticed how fabulous I am to be around now, it's just getting the mold out. That's what did it. No, I'll tell you, it's worth looking into. If a lot of things aren't adding up, you've never looked at that part, could be it. We'll take a break. We'll come back for second half right here on New Life Live. Glad you're with us.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, we'd love to help you. A gift of $10 or more, I'll send you Memory Rescue our way, saying thank you for helping us out. Let's go and talk with, how about we talk with this fine person right here, Nicola, who's calling from Manfield, Texas. KWRD is the station. Hi there.
Hi. Thanks
Hello.
For taking
Hi.
The call.
Sure. How can we help?
The question that I have is for Dr. Amen. I wanted to know, my father has recently been diagnosed with FTD, and I wanted to know if, first of all, if that's reversible by just using supplements. I mean, I know ultimately traditional doctors say no. And also, we're just curious behind the cause. I know for a very long time he's a retired police officer, but he just had a very grim outlook on life. He was very mean, abusive. And also, he didn't have empathy for others. Him and I were very, estranged due to, you know, he felt that if I did one thing wrong, I was just cut off. He wouldn't talk to me. And that's
well,
how
first
he,
of all,
he could just hold a grudge
okay.
to everyone.
Can you explain, Dr. Amen, the problem that he has, what she's saying?
So I think, Nicola, tell me if I'm right, it's frontal temporal lobe dementia. It's F as in Frank, FTD, frontal temporal lobe dementia, and that is where the front part of your brain deteriorates. And traditional psychiatrists and neurologists say there's nothing you can do about it. Get your affairs in order. I absolutely don't believe that. In fact, many of my NFL players actually had that because of the chronic damage to the front part of their brain from the, you know, helmet head-to-head contact. And it sounds like he had frontal lobe issues his whole life. So mood instability, irritability, negativity, lack of empathy. If things didn't go his way, he got upset. And, you know, my favorite case, this woman by the name of Nancy, her husband, Ray White, was a linebacker for the San Diego Chargers, and he joined my study so I would see his 56-year-old wife who'd just been diagnosed with frontal temporal lobe dementia. And when I scanned her, and I tell this story in Memory Rescue, when I scanned her, the front part of her brain was dying. I mean, you could just see it. But, you know, the doctor who'd seen her said, well, you should find a home for her because within a year she's not going to know who you are. And Ray goes, is that true? And I'm like, well, if she was my wife or my mom, I would do everything I could to reverse the damage. And 10 weeks later, her brain's radically better. And, you know, we were in a war for 10 years with her brain, but I kept her out of a care facility for 8 years. Just by being in the war, hyperbaric oxygen, as we've talked about, supplements, hormone replacement, all of the bright mind strategies that I talk about in Memory Rescue. Now, you have to have someone that'll cooperate with you. And if your dad won't, at least what I want you to know, and this is where the scans have been so helpful to me and to my patients, it's he is not operating with a, you know, good functioning in his brain. And when your brain's not right, you're not right. Your relationships aren't right. And so it may have little to do with you, but more to do with the damage that is accelerating in his brain.
And this is one of these cases, Nicola, that I would absolutely get him a spec scan. And let me tell you why. Can I ask how old your dad is?
Yeah, he's 60.
Okay, that is young. Okay, so here I am. I'm listening to Dr. Amen, right? He's so wise. So it could be so many things, right? He's a first responder. So your dad lived his life on the front lines. And one of the beautiful things about getting the brain spec done is more than likely, Dr. Amen's going to see a diamond plus pattern, which is a trauma pattern inside his brain. Now, if your dad has ADD, a lot of time police officers, right? They go into that field and they may have ADD because they're risk takers and they're
excitement seekers,
and that's how they get there. So he may have that. I don't know if he's been taking statins, and I know I'm going to be controversial right here for the moment, but I care about your dad. You know, if he's been taking statins early on, that might have compromised his brain. And he might have some dementia because of that. So I want you to get a spec scan. If I met your dad and you on the street, I would be giving you his card and saying, don't wait. Figure it out. Because at 60, he's got a lot of life yet. And I think he's too young to be getting frontal temporal lobe dementia, personally. That's
just
my opinion.
And those of you on statins, don't stop them.
I understand. I knew I'd be controversial.
And, you know, I'm a fan if you have high cholesterol.
I'm sorry.
So, but if his brain has shrunk, I mean, it can go back. I mean, I'm sorry if I sound uneducated, but
Nicola, say that again. I didn't hear it.
So, if they're saying that his brain has shrunk a lot, there's a chance that it can go back. It can be reversed.
Well, it depends. You know, I can't say without looking, but in my experience, for someone who's 60, that if you put their brain in a healing environment, it can be better. Now, how much better, I can't tell you, but I know that no matter whatever you're doing today is going to make your brain better or worse tomorrow. That your habits and your dad's habits and my habits and Steve's habits and Sherry's habits, they matter. That, you know, if I know if I get better sleep tonight, my memory is going to be better tomorrow. And one of my goals is I want you to love your brain and then do the right things for it. And, you know, we put people with dementia in care facilities where they don't get the right stimulation. Often they get the wrong food. And we're really accelerating the process. And we need to stop that. We need to think, okay, is this good for my brain or bad for it?
So a couple of things that I think might help is when you're delivering the message to him, when you're able to say to him, Dad, some of this stuff that has made life so tough, you know, you may feel some shame or whatever from this, but listen, there's something else we need to look into.
Yeah.
There may be a way also to make it better, but we're not going to know unless we look into it. So come with me. Let's get this scan done and let's see what's here because, oh my goodness, you could have some really, really great breakthroughs here. Don't know what's going to happen, but we're never going to know. Just to get him, there's no downside to knowing what's possible, and you can do that by getting that scan. So I hope that something you say will help him in some way.
You know, Steve, it's actually one of the reasons I fell in love with imaging. One of my very first patients, her name was Matilda. She's 69. Mm. She's diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and she leaves something burning on the stove and almost burned her house down. And she had five daughters, and they wanted to put her in a home, and she fought them like crazy. And so they put her in the hospital where I was working just by random chance, and she got, you know, on my service. And I'm like, well, how do I know unless I look? I just went to my first lecture on brain spect. And the pattern for Alzheimer's disease and frontal temporal lobe dementia has been described in the medical literature for 30 years. And so when I scanned her, she totally didn't have that pattern. Her emotional brain, just like you had said, was lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, she has this thing called pseudo dementia, which is she's really severely depressed, but it looks like she has dementia.
Mm, right.
And on Wellbutrin, which is a really good antidepressant, within 3 weeks, it was like the movie Awakenings with Robin Williams.
Isn't it?
And it's like she's teaching cooking classes on the ward. And
so
and when she
you.
Left, she said, you know, they took my driver's license away. Will you help me get it back? And I said, if you cooperate for 6 months and you're still better, she got her driver's license back.
Well,
I love that.
And that's the good news, right? And let me just make one quick – the statins, right? They eat fat, and our brain is a lot of fat. So I had somebody come in. They actually got on a different cholesterol medication, got off the statins. They came and saw you, but they had turned everything around. So just looking at our brain, that's all I wanted to say, is you need someone to look so they can help you sort out what's happening and get you on the best brain path possible. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, thank you. All right, Memory Rescue is going to her. It can come to you, a gift of $10 or more. We'll send it to you. We'll have our final segment here with Dr. Amen right after this. You're listening to New Life Live. You need some help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life Live. And we're talking from Nashville. It's Glenn, WNQM is the station. Glenn, how are you? What's going on?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Been okay. What's happening? How can we help?
Thank you for taking my call. My mother, she will turn 90 in March. She has advanced Alzheimer's. And I was wondering what I can do to prevent myself from getting, I know there's no 100% prevention, but what I can do to protect my brain.
What a great question. How old are you, mm-hmm. Glenn?
I'm 65.
Yeah, me too. And here's the answer to your question. Is you have to prevent or treat the 11 major risk factors that steal your mind. And now is the time to know what they are and get serious about going after. Because I created a mnemonic called Bright Minds. And the B is blood flow. Low blood flow is the number one brain imaging predictor of Alzheimer's disease. R is retirement and aging. The older you are, the more serious you need to be. So making new learning part of your everyday life. I is inflammation. Omega-3 fatty acids and getting your gut right can help. But G is genetics. And the big lie is genes are destiny. And for me, it's like, it's absolutely not true. Genes should be a wake-up call. So you know you have this in your family. You need to be so serious about prevention. And prevention's really going after all of these risk factors. And we've talked about a bunch of them today on the show, from head trauma to toxins to mental health issues to sleep. D is diabetes. 70% of Americans are overweight. I published two studies that show as your weight goes up, the size and function of your brain goes down, which should scare the fat off anybody. high blood sugar it shrinks your brain. So Steve had mentioned that earlier, sugar's the devil, absolutely is. And people go, but I love sugar. And it's like, but it doesn't love you back. You're in an abusive relationship. So you got to get your relationship right with the food you eat. But what I'm so excited about is, you know, I love my work. I love Steve. I love Sherry. I love the people in my life. I want to be here and be cognitively good for the rest of my life, however long that is, which means I need to put the right habits in my life, and you can too.
All right. I'm really glad you called. Let me send you, how about we send Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, see if that could help, or is there a book you think would be better for him?
Well, Memory Rescue would be
okay,
the
Memory
perfect
Rescue.
Yeah.
Send Memory Rescue, and then Glenn, I'm going to have you go on to Amazon and get this book. Dr. Amen wrote a book called Preventing Alzheimer's. That's a whole book on it. And so I know it's one that you guys have at your office, but I want you to get that one too.
All right. I'm really, really glad you called, and hope that this is going to be helpful to you. Anybody else, a gift of any amount, will get that Memory Rescue book to you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the phone number. We'd love for you to call.
Hey, Steve.
One final phone call. Oh, yes, Sherry.
Oh, I was going to say, just as a note, Amazon Smile, you guys can sign up as New Life listeners, and there's donation that comes right to us. I just wanted to mention that.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. All right. The final phone call is Cherie, Colorado Springs, Colorado, KGFT. How are you? How could we help you today?
I'm so glad to get on. I'm a big Amen fan for many years.
Nice.
I have noted, after three concussions and a trip and fall at the library, that I have frontal lobe pain, discomfort, neck pain. With sinus infections, God has blessed me to become aware that when on high-level antibiotics, the pain subsides, my memory returns, my face is not numb, and my speech is clear. 3 to 4 weeks after I'm off the antibiotics, I'm right back in the slump. Desperately so, and of course that frightens me. I am following Bright Mind the best I can, even though a food addict, I just don't bring home what I cannot eat. So I'm a devotee, but scared to death, and do not want to end up, I'm 65, don't want to wear a diaper and slurp out of the corner of my mouth.
Okay, about out of time.
It is my desire to find out, can a bacteria of the brain exist, and how do we do anything about it?
You know, that is just such a great question. I wish we had more time. It's important to get your immune system really helping you, and it sounds like your body's in a war with certain bugs that the antibiotics are not getting rid of. So working with a functional medicine doctor, an integrative medicine doctor, is probably really important.
You can
ruling
go to
IFM, Institute for Functional Medicine.org, IFM.org, to find someone in your neighborhood to work with. Because if you have an infection and it's not going away, it can have a negative impact on your brain. The fact that you respond, that's a really important cue. You also should be taking probiotics to really help your gut be right.
All right. I'm really glad you called. We'll get Memory Rescue to you. You probably already have it. You can give it to somebody else. Anybody else, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We will get that book to you. Dr. Amen, thank you for being here. We're so grateful to have you as a friend and a colleague. And thank you, Dr. Sherry Keffer, also for being here today. And I want to thank everybody who prays for us, who listens, you're supportive of us. Thank you for that. We don't ever, ever take that for granted. When we started this ministry 31 years ago, we said, let's help transform some lives. Along came a pornography problem about 25 years ago through the internet and all, and we have transformed some great, great lives from being focused on and controlled by and destroyed by pornography. And we have a wonderful workshop coming up. It's Friday in Houston, this Friday in Houston. So 2 days from now, you could still get in. Here's the cool thing. You don't have to think about it a long time. You just go right now, and you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and then on Sunday, you're free. You're free from this thing that has been just killing your relationship with God and your relationship with your spouse, and I just hope and pray you'll do it. It's right around the corner, so you don't have to obsess over it. You just call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's right there in Houston this Friday. Then we're going to go to Dallas on the 20th for Finding Freedom. There is no reason for you to be struggling with some of the things you struggle with when we can help you get free of that. And we love these workshops because people, they come in with all sorts of problems. Maybe they just cannot stop the out-of-control eating, or it's that depression or the anxiety, the social anxiety, the fears that they're dealing with. We help you with it. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And we can tell you all about that. And then October the 5th, coming to Southern California, Mariners Church, 12 Steps to Happier. It's our annual Life Recovery Conference. And you can find out all about that just by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Life, 1-800-NEWLIFE, and then Intimacy in Marriage is October the 25th. You know, any of us can find some excuse, some reason to do nothing, and then we get the benefit of nothing. But I'm telling you, when you step out, courageously decide that life is going to be different, God honors that. Would you do it? Maybe it begins with a call to 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.